Okay, Lewis, let me start with a very big news this morning. So, starting with the AI world, Sam Altman from OpenAI is accusing Meta, led by Mark Zuckerberg, of trying to poach his top developers. And not just with regular offers, but with some pretty staggering sign-on bonuses. Can you believe what he's saying here?
Wait, what kind of numbers are we talking about? Because this is OpenAI we're talking about, right?
Oh, it's absolutely huge. Sam Altman is saying that Meta is offering $100 billion sign-on bonuses. $100 billion, Lewis, that's not a typo, that's a 100 billion.
Oh my goodness, that's like what, 100 million each? For top developers, that's insane.
Exactly, and it's not just the sign-on bonuses. They're also offering even higher pay, as Meta is really trying to catch up in the AI arms race.
Wow, that's quite a big claim, right? I mean, $100 billion is like a small country's GDP. Are we sure this is accurate?
Well, the report is coming from reliable sources, so it's definitely something to note. But let's move on to another big story. Netflix is making a move into linear television for the first time. They've struck a deal with TF1, which is France's largest commercial broadcaster.
Wait, linear television. So like traditional TV channels, not just streaming services.
Exactly, and that's a big step for Netflix. They'll be showing TF1's programming, which includes shows like Brocéliande and The Voice. This is a strategic move as traditional TV is still a big part of the media landscape in France.
So Netflix is trying to bridge the gap between streaming and traditional TV, right? That's pretty interesting. What's next?
JP Morgan has some big personnel changes. Their European chief, Filippo Gori, is relocating from London to New York, but he'll still be running the bank's Europe, Middle East, and Africa operations.
Wait, didn't he just move to the UK from Hong Kong last year?
Yes, he did. He was promoted to his current dual role then. Now he's moving back to New York. That's a significant shift, especially with the ongoing regulatory changes post-Brexit.
That must be a tough move, especially since he's just settled in the UK. But I guess New York is the global financial hub.
Exactly. Now moving on to a more controversial topic. The Trump Organization is launching a mobile phone service in August. The device is gold-colored and will cost $499.
A gold-colored phone for $499. That sounds like a Trumpian touch. And it's built in the US, right?
Yes, they're emphasizing that it's built in the US, and it's another move to capitalize on Donald Trump's potential return to the White House.
I wonder if it's just a marketing gimmick, but I suppose it's all part of their strategy.
Now, HSBC is considering making employees return to the office at least 3 days a week. They want to reconcile their flexible working policies across global operations.
3 days a week? So they're not going fully remote, but not fully in office either.
Exactly. It's a middle ground as many companies are trying to balance work-life balance with productivity.
That makes sense. Now, what about the Boeing crash investigation?
The Boeing Dreamliner involved in the Air India crash had a clean history and recently serviced engines. The airline's chair mentioned that, but the investigation is ongoing.
A clean history. That's surprising. I would have thought there might be some issues with the plane.
Yes, it is surprising, but investigations can take time and there might be other factors at play.
Right. Now, a big move in the energy sector. A consortium led by Abu Dhabi's National Oil Company has made a $19 billion bid to take over Santos, one of Australia's largest energy groups.
That's a massive bid. Santos is a significant player in the energy market, so this could be a game changer.
Indeed. Now, Spotify's founder, Daniel Ek, is leading a €600 million funding round in Helsing, valuing the German defense tech group at €12 billion.
Wow, that's a huge valuation. Helsing is becoming one of Europe's most valuable startups.
That's impressive. Now, what about the insider trading case?
Radinal Corfusi, a former Janus Henderson analyst, was found guilty of insider trading along with his sister. he made nearly £1 million while working remotely as a cover.
£1 million, that's quite a haul. And he was working remotely, so maybe it was easier to hide his activities.
Exactly. Now Millennium Management, one of the world's largest hedge funds, is in talks to sell a minority stake to external investors at a $14 billion valuation.
A $14 billion valuation. That's a huge number. I wonder how that will affect the fund's operations.
Well, it's a significant move, but we'll have to wait and see the details. Finally, X, the social media platform, is expanding into financial services. Users will soon be able to make investments or trades on the platform.
Investing through X. That's a big step for a social media platform. What's the catch?
Linda Yaccarino, the CEO, says it's part of Elon Musk's vision to build an everything app, so we can expect more integrations in the future.
An everything app. That's an ambitious goal. But I guess that's what Elon Musk is known for.
Right, and finally, Scottish Widows, one of Britain's largest pension providers, is preparing to reduce its allocation to UK equities. That's despite the government's push for retirement funds to invest more in British companies.
That's interesting. They're going against the government's advice. What's the reason behind that?
Well, it's probably due to market conditions and risk management. They might be looking for more stable or diverse investments.
That makes sense. And lastly, a group of mid-tier UK law firms is giving significant pay increases to junior lawyers to retain talent.
Yes, the legal industry is getting competitive. Eversheds, Sutherland and Pinsent Masons are among those offering big raises.
So the race for talent is heating up. That's definitely a trend we're seeing across various industries.
Absolutely. That's it for today's top headlines. We'll be back with more news next week.
Thanks for listening, everyone. Have a great week.